Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're the man. And we were just listening to John DeFilippo and hearing what Flip had to say about the reality of the coaching profession and talking about his family and just about the awareness of the situation that they are in up there at Hallis Hall. And it was sobering. In contrast to kind of everything we hear from the people up there and the sort of, I don't want to call it denial, but denial is not just a river, Brett.
No, it's not just a river. And the Bears record is it's not good. You know, I mean, 4-8 with 5 to go, there's a lot of football left to be played. And if they don't come out and play significantly better than they have, it's going to look potentially really bad before we get to January 9th. So they're encountering a Packers team that has got some issues, but the Packers have had issues over the years before when they've gone against the Bears, and Green Bay's won 18 of the last 21 encounters. So What's Green Bay up against? Well, Jordan Love, the backup quarterback there, was placed on the COVID-19 list yesterday. Aaron Rodgers hasn't really been practicing with his toe injury. So that means they've only got one quarterback in the building to practice Wednesday, in Kurt Benkert, who had been running the scout team with Jordan Love working with the starters while Rodgers is resting his toe. So either Rodgers is going to have to practice on a toe that needs some rest, or they're going to have to go out and add a quarterback at some point today.
Brad, I know the Bears didn't move up in the draft to take Tevin Jenkins because he could really string some lights together on that Christmas tree. So what in the world was Juan Castillo talking about yesterday about the little things? And is that as bizarre of an answer as you've ever heard from a position coach talking about one of his players?
No, because we've heard Juan talk about the Christmas tree before. I think the last time the assistants came downstairs and they spoke, Juan was talking about the great detail that Tevin had put into the organization of this Christmas tree and describing how grand it looked. And I'm like, if it's that great, you know, you got to bring your iPad and show us a picture of it or something, right? if this is an award-winning Christmas tree, we need to see some evidence of it. What can they say about the guy? He really hasn't done anything. I think the point Juan was trying to make was that Tevin, in their eyes, has had a high-level attention to detail with everything that he's been asked to do to this point. They want to keep the best guys out there on the field, certainly while they have something to play for this season, and that's completely understandable. You can't look a veteran in the eye and tell him, hey, we're playing for the future. They want to play for right now. I've said it a couple times. I'll repeat it now. I think there's a good chance this guy starts some way, somehow, before the end of this season. But rolling him out there right now with the first five Sunday night in Green Bay, probably not a great idea.
Yeah, and I understand all of that. To be honest with you, Brett, I just think that they have to be prepared in case anything happens with Jason Peters. And we discussed this earlier. They didn't have much of a choice once he came off the injured list, right? They had 3 weeks to figure out what to do with him. So they want him on the roster, and they're going to try to figure out what to do with him, right?
Yeah, he had the 3-week window coming off of PUP, and when you reach the finish line, which they got to that finish line on Saturday, they've got to either have a spot for him on the 53-man roster or put him on IR. You know, it's one or the other. So they put him on the 53, and I believe they want him to be that back. I think you look at the situation with Elijah Wilkinson, who's doing his third stint on the COVID list this year, and they need Tevin to be that backup guy. And when Elijah comes back, whenever that is, I think they'd still prefer Tevin to be that backup guy. You be the guy that goes in there if we've got an issue. Wilkinson's proven that availability is not his strong suit this season.
Brad, help talk me through this because I value your experience in these matters. So when I hear an NFL head coach talk about a player who's injured and reduce it to pain tolerance, it says to me that they're putting it in the player's hands. So when I hear the Bears talk about Justin Fields' pain tolerance when he's got cracked ribs, I think it's a matter of him, you know, trying to play through something. I don't know if that's the wisest or most responsible way to go when you're talking about your franchise quarterback. What did you hear and what do you expect?
Yeah, I think you make a good point. You know, like you can play the pain tolerance thing last week, maybe have him as the number two, like if that's the description you want to use. But yeah, you sort of paint a picture when you do that and the guy's missed more than just a tiny amount of time and you're just talking about pain. My expectation is that, and this is just a guess because they're not, guys, they still tell us that Tariq Cohen's, you know, working his butt off every day. Remember, they tried to sell us on the idea in August that Tariq Cohen was day-to-day. So you have to take everything you get in terms of health and injury information and kind of put it through your filter and have the best checks in there that you possibly can to get the most accurate information. But my guess is they hope that he can give it a shot in practice tomorrow, see how he feels coming out of that because he really, obviously, Dalton was taking the number one reps last week and hope that he could come back here against the Packers. This is a pretty good Packers defense. They've been without some key pieces for much of the season. You know, Za'Darius Smith, 26 sacks over the last two seasons. Guys, he's played 18 snaps all year. Their top cornerback, Jair Alexander, has been out since week four with a shoulder injury. But the Packers rank seventh overall on defense, eighth versus the run, and they're number nine against the pass.
So we know the Bears are on national television the next 2 weeks, and obviously they're at Green Bay and then they're home to the Vikings. And you look at that stage, especially maybe the Monday night stage, where there are tons of people watching, all the rest of the league watching. You would think that if you want to win any kind of an award, if you want to make a Pro Bowl, it'd be a big game for Roquan, big games for him, big games for Robert Quinn, and then really any player that is on a team. You know, I think that as much as people want to say these games don't matter or the Bears are, you know, playing out a string, individual motivation should get everybody to play their best, especially when there's a national television audience.
Oh, no question about it. The Bears have got a ton of guys on this team, on this roster, that are coming out of contract. Forget the possibility of organizational change this offseason, which leads to what? Leads to big-time roster change. Okay, forget that. With that aside, they've just got a lot of players that are not under contract for next year. Well, what are they going to be evaluated on? What they put on tape this season, with probably a little bit of a heavier weight placed on what they do at the end of the season as opposed to the beginning of the year. So, yeah, I think every guy is going to have motivation. There's no question about it. It's a difficult spot for a team that's four games under 500 to be going in the prime time against a team that's tied for the second-best record in the conference. But it is what it is, and you hope that they find a way to spring an upset. You hope that they find a way to catch the Packers off guard. You hope that maybe the Packers take the Bears for granted. Although in the years and years of covering Bears and Packers, I just can't recall many, if any, scenarios in which Green Bay came in and they just discounted the Bears completely, and the Bears ended up smacking them in the face. Yeah, the Bears have won some games, but it's been so one-sided here the last decade plus that I wish I could give people more hope, but the Green Bay opened as a 13-point favorite for a reason, right?
This segment with Brad Biggs is brought to you by Advent. If you have snoring, sleep apnea, or nasal breathing problems, go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment.
Brad, we watched Marcus Freeman be introduced yesterday as a Notre Dame head coach, and he was impressive, and he won the day, and he gave you an impression he's going to be a really good head coach at Notre Dame. I also enjoyed reading your 10 thoughts on ChicagoTribune.com, reminiscing and remembering about the day where you talked to Marcus Freeman, the day that he found out he was no longer going to be an NFL player. An enlarged heart was detected by Colts doctors. It was 2010. He was a 2009 fifth-round draft pick of the Chicago Bears. They cut him after training camp. What do you remember about that conversation, and do you watch him differently when you see him command the room the way that he did yesterday?
Well, I did miss the Notre Dame press conference yesterday, so maybe I'll have to find some video of it a little bit later today. But I did see that he got strong reviews, not just from you. And if he gets a strong review from you, certainly that carries some weight because there's not as a lot of people out there that have covered as much Irish action as you have over the years. Well, what I was struck by at the time was that this guy had a clear path. You know, it was like, playing career over, I'm going to go into coaching. And he executed it. He made it happen. There's no way he could have known at the time that he would have been such a fast riser in the business. And we're seeing more and more of that, I think, as some of these younger guys get opportunities as head coaches, and they turn into be really great decisions by some of these school administrators that hire these guys. But, you know, it's interesting because a lot of experienced coaches and even some other young hot ones had chances to leave with Brian Kelly, and pretty much, as I understand it, nearly everyone stayed put there in South Bend for Marcus Freeman. So not only do they feel like they're going to have an advantage with him hitting the road recruiting for that program, but he's got guys that want to stay behind with him and work with him.
I guess when we get back to the Bears here and we think about everything that has happened up to this point and you look at where they are, I was surprised the national story seemed to be Arizona able to play in inclement conditions, right? And the idea that they came out of the desert and they could win in Chicago. I don't know that that's really what my takeaway was, but what do you think about the change that we're going to be seeing here, obviously heading up to Green Bay, coming back to Chicago? It's getting into a difficult time of year. David is monitoring the weather very closely. I know you don't believe in bear weather, and clearly you were right about that for one game anyway. What is the challenge now as we move forward into the colder portion of the schedule?
See Justin Fields out there to see how he performs when it's under 30 degrees and you get some wind going and stuff. You know, the holding on to the football, a little bit of the fumbling has been, I'm not going to say a problem for him. I don't believe it's been that, but a little bit of a concern when you've watched him play this season. And certainly I think those issues are heightened in poor weather conditions. I know some people have raised questions about the size of his hands. That's something that, again, in bad weather can be more of an issue than it is in good weather. So let's see what he looks like with the kind of poor weather that the Bears have to play in a couple times a year. Now, you look at what they've got left, and really it's probably three opportunities for that bad weather with two home games remaining and the trip to Lambeau Field, right? So you're talking about a dome game up in Minnesota to close out the year. And then on December 26th, they're at Seattle. I guess it could be cold and rainy. I don't know. But I think you want to see the young quarterback play in those elements and see how he operates. Although the offense is so broken right now, I don't know that we're going to be able to make any sweeping conclusions on what we really think of Justin Fields after 1 year and what's next for this Bears offense, because it's just it's really bad across the board on offense for the Bears. They've got 10 touchdown passes and 14 interceptions, guys, and they've played 12 football games. I mean, that's like 1976 football right there.
And let's face it, Brad, it's going to come down this week to how well Justin Fields hangs the wreath. It's just going to come down to that.
Oh, wow.
He can't let go of the
Christmas
tree.
I don't know if they've got the same kind of decoration stuff going on in the quarterback room. Still, the all-time – we might be out of time today. We can get to it here in the holiday season. The all-time holiday story, though, from a meeting room at Hallis Hall is the time in Todd Haley's room when he was the wide receivers coach that Jamin Elliott – in a Secret Santa thing, got himself a watch for Christmas. That is the all time, and I mean I can share that story when we got a little more time.
That's beautiful.
But it was
good tease.
Yeah,
yeah. Jamin Elliott, a teammate of Matt Nagy at the University of Delaware.
Wow.
Good luck.
Oh, wow, this is awesome. Can't we're gonna get back to that. All right, Bigsy.
Thanks,
you,
Brad.
Buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.